At the Inspirational Living Podcast, we honor the entrepreneurial spirit. But if you've ever started a new business, you know the challenges are many. It seems like your to-do list keeps growing every day. Finding the right tool that not only helps you out but simplifies everything can be a real game changer. For millions of small business owners, that tool is Shopify. Did you know that 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. is powered by Shopify? That's because Shopify makes it quick and easy to build a beautiful online store to match your brand. Backed with AI tools, they also accelerate content creation, such as product descriptions, page headlines, and product photography. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational. shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Dollars and Cents by William Crosby Hunter, published in 1907. One of the first human laws was an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But as time went on and we developed mentally, our animal instincts were subordinated and the law was changed. And the new law was this: return good for evil. Nearly every person who has an injury done to them tries to repay the injury. They must either repay it with good or with evil. If you repay it with evil, you do not get satisfaction. If you repay it with good, you get happiness. It is certain that payment of evil with good can satisfy someone who is looking for revenge. While it has always been a question whether there is any satisfaction in paying evil with evil. If someone does you a mean turn, they are expecting you will repay them in a like manner. They guard themselves against this. They are ready for your revenge. But if you repay them with good, you attack them in a weak spot and make them feel like 30 cents. And this is all the revenge you can ask for. It is all right to get square with someone who does you a wrong, and the best way to get square is by doing them a good turn. You should keep mental ledger accounts of all your friends and all your enemies. When a person does you an injury, debit them until you have chance to credit their account with some good turn. When you credit their account, be sure you overpay what you are owing them, so you will have a balance coming to your credit. Many of us have, of course, been taught to return good for evil, but we have heard the saying so many times that few of us pay any attention to it. It's thus worthwhile testing this rule of returning good for evil. The next time someone harms you, repay that person by doing them a kindness, and see if you don't feel happier. It matters not whether the person to whom you have done a kindness appreciates it. You have been benefited and received happiness by your own act, for virtue is its own reward. The person who returns good for evil has the satisfaction of the one who has on clean underwear. The world may not know it, but you do, and that is all that is necessary. Remember that doing good is planting seeds. The harvest may not show at present, but in the future you are going to reap it. you are paid back precisely in the same coin you pay out. Few plant weeds or mean impulses. The harvest will be weeds and mean impulses. If you plant seeds of good deeds, you will harvest good deeds. Centuries ago it was said, cast your bread upon the waters, and it will return to you manyfold. The person who is doing good as they go along, who is lending help, kindly counsel and encouragement, will find that the world is a pretty good place to live in after all. As they journey along through life, they will find the good they have done in the past has flourished and returned to them in greatly increased proportions, like the bread cast upon the waters. The true way to obtain happiness is to do something for somebody. You get back out of the general reserve of good in the world, full payment for the good you have done, plus a profit of happiness which comes from the very doing of good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply, in-app only.